Look, Kieran is about to join me. Here's one more tweet that I didn't read out from earlier, off the back of chatting to our man in the United States about Bob Baffert. Bob Baffert is a cheat. Call it what it is. That's a bit harsh, Mick, isn't it? Although he has had 47 indiscretions.
Morning, Matt. And good night, everybody in Victoria. I hope you're handling the lockdown. It's a pretty brutal time. We've all been here before. So, look, Matt, look, yes, ostensibly you would say that is correct, but US racing is just awash with drugs, and that's in both codes. Obviously, they use a whole bunch of things that we can't use in Australia or New Zealand. But it comes down to the governance of US racing. It's just screwed. For example, a lot of people won't know this. If you want to get a racing license to race in Ohio, and then you want to go drive a horse in New Jersey, you need to get a different racing license. You need to apply for different racing licenses, and all the jurisdictions are different. So Churchill Downs have suspended Bob Baffert for 2 years today, but that doesn't mean he can't race in some other state.
It's very fractured,
It gets to be totally farcical, Matt. But a lot of people also don't realise, in the NFL, if you get a positive, to steroids in the NFL, you might get a four-game suspension. It's just part of the way they see life. And that's in general life in America. Most people listening to this show probably take a couple of vitamins a day and maybe some painkillers. I know Americans who, you go to drug stores, as they call them over there, and they just live on the stuff. Not to mention the antidepressant stuff. Like, it's such a big part of their culture that drug cheating, as we would see it, is just normal. It's nothing about it surprises me, and nothing I hear from American racing, which is stupid, surprises me, because it's a land of basically stupid governance rules and a whole lot of stuff, but they can't even get the decimal system right, Matt. As I said, nothing surprises me over there. I like going to America. I like going to the races. I thank Jesus every day I don't live there.
I think the only thing with Bob Baffert is, even within that culture you talk about, he still has an extraordinary cheat sheet. So I guess that's what separates him. But anyway, let's go back to the Dutch and across the Dutch. And I want to talk about the harness jewels in a sec, but haven't spoken to you since Melody Bell went through the ring at the Gold Coast. And how are we going to remember Melody Bell?
Look, I think you remember as a domestic body. She was a great horse in New Zealand, and she was able to carry that form to Australia at a pretty decent level. She won a Mayor's Group 1. She ran third in an All-Star Mile, carried 57 to run fourth in the Doncaster. You know, that's serious performance. But she's not. She was a New Zealand champion. She wasn't an Australian champion. And she's a horse who costs $57,500 and made nearly $7 million. So I think she'll be remembered for what she is. I think people these days, there's enough data. And it's not like the old days where, I didn't get to see Kingston Town, or go back 50 years, I didn't get to see Tullock. And you have to rely on other people's opinions. And the people who saw these horses are able to go, well, you don't know, Sonny, it was this and it was that. Everybody sees everything these days. Every single race and every single trial is available to you. So people can make their own judgments. I think everybody, there's virtually not a person in Australasia who, when they say to me, this is a champion, I care about their opinion, because there's a good chance they don't know anything more than me or the people listening to the show. We all get exactly the same data. Slightly different if a jockey says to me, if James McDonald said to me, this thing is unbeatable, it's an absolute machine, then I might buy into that. But Matt, I think your opinion's basically worthless. So's mine, so's anybody else's to a degree, because we all see the same data. It just happens to be, often with punters, Matt, it comes down to how much money you made on a horse. You remember a horse more fondly because it got you the quaddy.
Exactly right. And interesting to you can have those nice little chats with James McDonald. Next time you have one, let me know as well about this machine or something. Hey, tell us about the harness jewels.
Mate, it's on Sunday, and it's a cool buzz. It's an all Group 1 day at Cambridge. Now, Cambridge is a massive thoroughbred town, one of the biggest ones in Australasia. But on Sunday, they had this harness racing meeting, and the two codes have really got together. Yesterday at the Gallops in Cambridge, they had the harness jewels colours on a few of the gallopers. And on Sunday, they'll run 9 Group 1 races back-to-back for the harness horses, and they're all over a mile, and it's a little tiny track. You can get right up against the fence to see the horses. So it's got a really good buzz about it in a racing town.
And it's one of those sort of festivals where they'll have a big jar-up session on Saturday night, and then, you know, everybody will go to the races, and there'll be, you know, the Tony Pikes of the world floating around, and the Andrew Forsmans, and all these sort of people will be walking around a harness racing track having a beer with the harness racing guys. So it's a really cool day. It's funny because we often think these days that big money is all that matters, and last week at Nelson they had $350,000 ATG finals. This week it's only 100 grand because Harness Racing New Zealand had to trim back everything because of COVID, just for the season. It hasn't cost them a horse. Not one single horse who would be at the Jewels for 500,000 is not there for 100,000. And because last year the Jewels were cancelled because of COVID and people missed it and they missed that friendliness and they missed that being together. So it's very similar to the Bull. It's a case where if you halve the stakes for the steeplechases at the Bull, would the same horses probably go? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Would the same people go? Yeah, they would. It's part of their lives. And it's really good to see the fact that it's not people complaining about money. People are just saying to themselves, I want to be there. I want to stand in the cold. I want to wear my black jacket. And I want to drink beer at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I think the Bull is the best example of that. And I think this is our version in New Zealand. It just happens to be a harness racing betting because we don't have a galloping meeting like that. So it's back-to-back-to-back-to-back racing. It's really quick fire. It's one of my favourite days for the year because it suits people like you and me, Matt, who have attention to them.
How many will rock up for the Jewels?
Because it's a Sunday and because it's a galloping town, if it's fine, they might get 3,000 or 4,000. But the Cambridge harness racing track's tiny. Like, think of Beckley Park or something. Like, you put 3,000 or 4,000 people there, it feels massive.
Mm.
You put 3,000 people at Nelson, it feels massive. But it'll get a huge television audience. Lots of people listening to the show will watch it because there's nothing else to do on Sunday, particularly in Melbourne, because unfortunately you're in lockdown. So people will rock up, they'll watch it, it'll have plenty of promotion, lots of good media coming round, and people know the name. They know Natalie Rasmussen, they know Mark Purden, they know Blair Orange, they know John Dunn. So these are names they know. And some of these horses are going to end up coming over for your big carnival. So it's sort of a mid-winter treat for harness racing folk, but it's also a chance to remember that it's not just about money sometimes, Matt. Sometimes it's about enjoying the racing. As I said, wouldn't be one single different horse there if it was half a million.
Oh, well, I'd love to be standing there on a little grassy knoll drinking a lager with you for the Jewels, but sadly, as you say, we are in the exciting blockbuster of Lockdown 5, so that'll have to wait, but it sounds like it's a bucket lister for me, Mick.
Look, it's one of those, you would love it, Matt. Look, hey, you can go there on Saturday, you can go to Waikato Stud, Cambridge Stud, you can go see Saturdayville, you can go see, you know, Super Seth, and you can go see Old Man Zor. You go to town and you bump into anybody from Stephen Marsh to Mark Purden. Everybody's in the same town, and it's a really cool feeling, but it's even cooler than Warrnambool in some ways because it's both coasts. So it's the galloping track in Cambridge is 400 metres from the harness racing track, and it really is racing central. So it's going to be an awesome day.
Yep.
For people who want to have a bet, there's a horse in race two, because there's a whole bunch of horses who are really short odds, Matt. I'm not going to tip you $1.50 chances because that's insulting people. There's a horse in race two called High Grove. Race two, number 7 on Sunday. All the markets are open. So tab.com.au have all the markets. If it trots all the way, it'll win. It's not a matter of if it trots all the way, it might win. If it trots all the way, it will win. Now, it's 2.4. I think it'll start at $1.90. So if you're listening to this and you're a bit bored, there's a couple of shorties like True Fantasy and Akuta. They'll win too, and you can add those into your multis. But they're probably too short to bother. So don't knock yourself out chasing those. But race 2, number 7, High Grove, if it trots all the way. And I think it's about a 25% chance of galloping. But I think if it trots all the way, it's $1.50, $1.60. Right. Add the 25%, you're talking $1.90. You're still getting 2.4 with bet.com.au. If you're bored, put your cappuccino money on that now, and you might have enough money for a few beers, probably at home, unfortunately, on Sunday afternoon.
I might even do that. Hey, mate, thanks for your time this morning. Look forward to talking soon.
Always a pleasure, mate.